question.
Which one?
It is it a problem to eat food that...
Okay, is it a problem to eat foods that will release liquids?
Can we do interesting ones, not Shabbos? Like Shabbos, you just sleep the whole time.
So throw one
talk
in.
Talk about like waxing, lasering, that was good. Everyone lost
it. How about
it,
this?
Way.
How about this? How about this question? Listen to this question.
Controversial.
The Christians have a Shabbos, a Sabbath, well, let's call it Saturday. What's it called?
Seventh day. No, there's a name for it.
And there's like 3,000 pilgrims come.
Oh, mass?
Tourists come to mass. It's not Max. It's
mass. Call it mass.
There's two names.
Yeah, they do Shabbat.com.
Yeah, it's not like that. So the question was, Mr. I wanted to know. Oh, welcome, welcome. Have a seat, please. So the how you doing?
Good. How's
Rabbi? Very good. So the
Rabbi cares
the
about everyone.
Wanted to know. I care about everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Mishtara wanted to know that they have to patrol the area over there. It could be dangerous. Terrorists, people could push, things like that. Number one, so it's on a Shabbos. They have to patrol on Shabbos. And number two, it's by a church. They have to go into the church. Are they allowed to do that or not?
Does it fall under the din of Shabbos and Kashrus?
Oh, that's the question. But they got you.
So?
It was the din about being Mechalel Shabbos for going.
Well, based on the Hatzalah book, you can't discriminate, right?
It's not Pekulach Nefesh. We're not talking about
Pekulach Nefesh. Right.
No, it's
possible.
If it's under Hatzalah Shabbos, then
either way, you know how many Jewish people are Christian officially?
So the...
What does that mean? Rabbi, you know how many Jewish people...
They break Shabbos.
They have to.
Rabbi, you know how many Jewish people... Rabbi, you know how many Jewish people are officially Christian? So? But this sure, there's plenty of Jews there.
Okay, that could be partial answer. Okay, so Mishbrura and Simishin Lamed, actually, he's not happy with the doctors that are Mechal Shabbos for Goyim. I threw out a question. Then we're going to get back to the question. The question is that the Christians, assuming that they're Goyim, is like... They come from all over the world. There's a weekend, I think it's called Mask or something similar to that. No, Max or Marks or Mask.
Mask they have
and they Mask and they. What?
Yeah. It's a Shabbaton for up. Sixers, yeah?
And they all gather by the church, and the police have to go out there, and there's some from police which are called to come down on Shabbos. To patrol, to make sure that there's no terrorists, there's no people getting pushed and stoked and things like that. And they have to go into the church also. So what's the din?
A lot of work for the Medina in the first place.
So what's the question? Is there a difference or not? But over here we're talking about Goyim. Mr. Brewer doesn't like that. Look at Shalami, he tries stark against that.
Mr.
Brewer, let's say they're going.
But if we discriminate, it's going to be a danger for the Jews.
Is that true? Mr. Brewer didn't hold like that? Shabbat didn't say it. I'm asking you, how do you know that? So Mishbura didn't like that. However, there's a Chubis Chassam Sefer and a Chubis many other people where they're saying the svar that everyone's mentioning. And what they say is something very interesting. The Rechaim, Tandarov, says, he says, even though halachically shviasa, but the meaning is that we make all to protect the Goyim, and he doesn't explain why. But what's the reason? The reason must be, like everyone's saying, that since if we're not going to protect them, or we're not going to get involved, it's a cause of hatred, and that's very true nowadays.
It'll spread out.
I know it's Goyim, let's say. I know it's Goyim.
No, the Goyim don't know if it's Jews or Goyim.
But I know it's Goyim. So the question is on me. Can I go down there?
Security. Garim don't know.
He's saying the security. That the people coming.
Garim don't know who's the patrolling Jews or Garim.
The security going into the church.
In Israel, what do you mean? The Israel country, the Medina.
Okay.
So there are guys, they say a lot of the super cops are imported Russians, no?
Say it, but let's say there's a Jewish, that they need a lot of place.
But it's not bad
idea. After you send them south,
the Jewish needs to meet a Shiloh. Jewish police needs to meet a Shiloh.
After you send them south by Afghanah, when there was a big Afghanah here, I went to a few of them. It's such a lie, it's always real. Yeah, there's a lot of hawk about you guys being ex-convicts, Russian, whatever.
Obviously he's going to say no. He said he's an ex-convict.
He even says that by mask.
So, you put down the fact that you almost went to jail?
That's the second part of the question.
I'm not an ex-convict. I didn't go to jail.
What about going into the church and all that?
No, forget
about that. Don't go to the second protecting them while they're doing it by the zone.
So what's the answer, right?
So
not addressing that question. That's the second part. So the first part is that not about Chilshem so much, but it's we will get into trouble. We'll spread out all over the world. We'll get into trouble. Now, what about going into the church? The answer to that is, what's the issue of going into the church over here? Let me say for a second. Then I'm going to listen to your question. The answer is because there's a chashad. Someone could be chashad that you're going to worship over there. But when the guy's dressed in his police uniform, no one's being chashad him. So therefore, it'll be matzah. Okay, now let's go back to the questions over here.
There was a story in Texas a while ago where a Muslim prayer house burnt down, a mosque.
Right.
And a shul, I guess a conservative shul, gave over the shul to the mosque to use. Is that something that we should do?
Muslim is different. Muslim is Allah, is Hashem, no?
Assuming that it's a shita of whatever, assuming that it's if it's avodah zarah, you're right, that's a separate discussion, machlokes v'shaynim. But if it is, then you're not allowed to let them pray in your
place.
Not
respectful.
It's not conservative either, but I don't care.
You're not allowed to walk into their place even.
Really?
Sure, you're not allowed to walk into the sanctuary of a church unless you have a heter.
No, we have a mosque.
A mosque, you can walk in.
Okay, that's a question. Okay, let's go back to the questions here. Okay, here we go. Is there a problem to eat foods that will release liquids? What type of food are you referring to?
Lemon?
I don't know. If you have a brisket,
you're eating on lemons.
Chicken.
What question?
I'm thinking of any meat or vegetable that you heat up to release what's the
meat.
Be
right now. So right now,
we did consult last year.
What?
Did consult.
You went down over.
Jelly.
Right, we spoke
about that. What is an example?
That's what I'm saying.
Water in the bottle.
No, it's already soft.
So like this, if you're just heating up the chicken itself or the meat itself without any congealed fat over there or gravy, is that what we spoke about last week? But just heating up the chicken itself and the meat itself, and then liquids coming out of that, that's not going to be an issue. That's not an issue.
And what about the kuzara? If the liquid's still hot, you put it back on or
if
not at all?
If it's still hot, then you can return it.
What?
That's it.
Let's take it out of the first pan, and you put it into another pan.
That's not an issue.
Not an issue?
That's not a problem.
They got Swedini sticks. Look
at this. Get one.
I want you to have.
Can you put frozen food on a blech?
That's what you have.
Yeah, I'm eating it.
This is a similar question.
I'll eat it.
Okay, can you put frozen food on a blech?
They are cooked.
So like this, what are we talking about frozen food?
Well, there you have liquid. One is you have liquid, and two is you're changing the form. It wasn't edible before, and now you're making it edible.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you have a frozen piece of chicken.
So it's edible. If you put it outside, then what's
okay, so like this.
Hey, if you put it outside,
so what's it? Let me answer. If you have questions, I'm going to take questions. So if we're talking about frozen food, let's say it's a challah or a kugel that's coming from the freezer, and one warm up in the blech, so you take a pan, turn it upside down, doesn't have to be high, it could be even low, there's only some air space there, put it on top of it, and heat it up. If, let's say, it's something which is frozen, but it's going to melt into a liquid. So here we have two questions.
Chicken soup.
We have two questions. One question is tzadach is bishul. And the halacha is that if I heat up liquid, that's aser. But if I have something solid, that's mutter. If I have something which was congealed into a jelly, that is the din of a solid. So mitam bishul, if it was once cooked, it's not going to be a problem to heat it up again. But the question is, let's say, but now the question is, mitam, there's a second issue over here called noilad. Noilad. Is what we had last week? Okay, well, chazer. Noilad. Noilad is when I'm changing it from a solid to a
liquid.
Liquid. What's the halacha I'm going to do for the tzairich? Only the tzairich. So if there's a specific need for me to do it, then I could do it.
It would be the same if you put it outside in the shamar.
Yeah, noilad will be the same. Bishul, there's no bishul in the sun. But noilad is the same. Noilad, as a matter of fact, that's the example of the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Where you put it by the chama.
You fry an egg on the roof of your car.
That's a bishul,
that okay?
Right?
That's bishul.
Not on the roof of the car, because then you're doing it by toldos chama. If I do it in the sun itself,
like
the heat of the sun. Yeah, with the sun shining on. Okay,
what about,
let's go.
I do it in a pot.
What about?
Oh, no, it's told
if
the
I take
pot.
A hot pan and I put outside boiling Texas 100 degree, 100 degree summer.
Oh, because it's told up because it's in a pan.
Here, like this, like this.
Hot, I wonder.
The sun itself that heats it, that fries the egg is fine. But if you have something else that collected the heat of the sun, it's called toldas chama. Toldas chama is not allowed because then you might do it with a toldas.
So what if you're doing a cardboard box?
Say the sun shining,
like,
that'd be fine.
Yeah, beautiful.
Cardboard box doesn't accept heat.
What about
the fresh eggs on Saturday morning?
It's allowed.
What?
What
is ices?
Water to ice.
Oh, can I freeze water on Shabbos? That's a long discussion. So, Moshe Feinstein makes a chilek between making popsicles or making ice cubes. Why? So, he says like this. The change from liquid to ice is a question of noilad. However, if I'm making it ice just so that I can melt it back into my cup of drink, then it never became a solid because it was only brought to a solid in order to cool off my liquid I'm going to drink it with my soda.
So
therefore,
ice cream, they wouldn't be allowed to.
That's right. So therefore, he says like this: popsicles, which are made to be eaten as a popsicle, that's a question of nylon. And what's the answer? What's the by nylon? The tzairich is mutter. If it's a very hot day and you need popsicles, so it's a tzairich. But to make ice cubes that you're going to put into your cup will be mutter. So what happens if you use, let me finish and then I'm going to accept the questions. What happens if I fill a bag, right? You have those ice cube bags where I'm putting it in and it's not melting into my wine. I don't want any water in my wine. That would be just like the popsicles, which only the tzarech are you allowed to do on Shabbos. Yes.
Are you allowed to go and cool down the soup in the fridge because you want to go before Shabbos? And scrape out the fat from the top when you put soup in the fridge, the fat goes to the top.
Right.
And after you want to heat it up on Shabbos,
you won't be able to heat it up on Shabbos.
I'm saying, but the whole reason why you did it was so you could you could scrape out the fat.
Yeah, but you can't.
Still, once it's
liquid.
Freezing
yeah.
Cold, you're not going to.
Right, what about flavored
ice?
Bishul, you know, bishul.
So Rebbe, bishul. Ice cubes for refuah. Like they hit their arm or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want to make ice. Put on.
I mean, you need the ice a lot quicker than that. But.
No, but I'm saying, whatever, just to have more ice.
You have now, but you're going to
want. They want more ice.
You're going to want
take
more.
A piece of meat from the freezer.
What about
use that.
Green beans.
If you need, again, the tzarek, yeah. If not, the tzarek, not. You have to.
What about flavored ice cubes? Is that
different? You put it into your drink?
Yeah,
the rule is, if it's to eat the cube or to eat the popsicle, then that, Ramayshal, the only thing I do is the tzarek. If it's to cool off your drink, to melt into your drink, to cool it off, that you can do it even if it's not litzarek.
Now, the partial litzarek, the last question.
Yeah.
Can you prepare foods for later in the day? And so how does that work?
What type of food are you preparing? So what are you doing?
Like dicing up vegetables or preparing like platters, stuff like that?
I heard of the egg salad. I don't remember where I read it. But if you're making, like, right, you're at shul and your wife, your mother, whatever,
eggs?
Wants to peel the eggs. And
peel eggs. That's a question of butter. Butter has to be done right before the suda.
If I'm making for lunch, can I make extra space enough for shots of this also?
Depends. If there's Baira happening over here, then you cannot. It's a drabana on its own.
Ray, if you have dash to make the shuda and any extras will go for shalom shudas, will that be fine?
You have to make what's reasonable for this suda.
Oh, that's how it is.
Right. Yeah, if there's leftovers, you don't have to throw it out. Yeah.
Well, we just said that if you want to go to me, he's boiling something on the sidewalk. I would scramble it.
Ooh, they got really fancy.
Yeah, if you're doing it in the sun, yeah. In the sun itself.
Let's say before you put them out in the sun, you scramble the egg and then put it out.
Can't scramble.
Yeah, why not?
No, I'm saying the question is, are you allowed to scramble eggs?
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah,
it's doima to malacha, or because it's din muksa. Let's move on. Rabbi say, adding spices to foods, hot or cold. So if the food is cold, there's no reason why you can't add spices. If the food is hot, so now a lot of spices were never cooked. So the shayla comes up like this. If I have a soup, this is what I'm thinking, I have a soup. I took the soup off the fire. Can I add salt to the soup? Can I add spices to the soup?
Again.
I took the pot of soup off the fire. Can I add salt to the pot of soup or not? So now like this. On the fire makes no difference. On the fire makes no difference. Whether the spices were cooked before or not, we do not add anything to the Kli Rishon on the fire. When I take the Kli Rishon off the fire, the pot of soup is on the counter now. I can only add to this Kli Rishon spices that were already previously cooked. The salt there in Eretz was not previously cooked. In America, a lot of the salt was previously cooked. Over here, not. Dried. Dried salt.
Dried
by the sun, but it was not cooked.
Dried by the sun is considered
bishop. No. That's why you let it fry egg in the sun, because it's not bishop. The salt over here, probably all, was not cooked, then went through a cooking process. Therefore, to put it into the Kli Rishon, you cannot. Now, once I take out the soup with my ladle and put it into my bowl, my bowl's already Kli Shlishi, so I can add salt over there, right?
Why? Yes. What's the difference?
Kli Shlishi is not Mevashah.
Ain't no Bishul in a Kli Shlishi.
So now the same thing with other spices. If it's cooked before, then I can add it to the pot of soup, or whatever it may be. Now, Dovah Gush, I have something solid. A hot piece of meat, a hot piece of chicken, a steaming hot challah to still yatz ledesba. Over here we have a chumrah that when it goes on to the Kli Sheni or Kli Shlishi, it may still, since it retains its heat, it may still have a dinner of a Kli Rishon. Halacha l'maisa, it's a chumrah that we do keep, but when it's on the Kli Shlishi, you don't have to be machmer. Therefore, once the chalent is in your bowl, went from the pot to the
chances bowl. Are chalent already
into your bowl, and chances are also that you have some lettuce, but so therefore
is the ladle a cleat?
No.
Yeah. When it's on your plate already, no, but
Rabbi,
then you should
about,
be able to.
Rabbi, I'm talking about you take chalent out of the pot and you put it in your bowl. Your bowl
so that's
the
yeah.
Yeah.
The pot you show the ladle shape.
Let's get some pipes.
So you're already like clean with meat by the time you get
to the serving. Very good. The Gemara says something very interesting about salt. So the Gemara says something very interesting about salt. The Gemara has two mandamas. One mandama says salt is so hard to cook. The only way to cook it is in a pot on the fire.
Right.
And the second mandama says Salt is so easy to cook that even in a kishani you could cook salt. What's going on over here? Because like you said, as soon as I put the salt in, it dissolves. It dissolves, right? As soon as I put the salt in, it dissolves. How do we view that? Do you view that as a cooking process or not?
Okay.
Oh, that goes back to the machlokes that we just said.
No, so
the one man of mouth that's not cooking.
What, dissolving?
Yeah. Therefore, you need to have a pot on the fire.
Dissolves in water as long as somebody's salt in it.
What?
So
how do we view that? So that's it. One man of mold has to be a pat on the fire in order to cook it. Therefore, even in a cliche, it will be cooking.
No, Rabbi, would you be allowed to dissolve salt into water and pour that in? If the water is hotter than Yad Saladas?
Into what?
You have a soup you take it off the fire. Right, yeah. But it's still clear. You're showing it, and then you dissolve salt into water. That
water you can't put in there because the water was never cooked.
Even if it's hotter than Yatzaladas?
The water?
The water itself you can't put in.
The water itself was over Yatzaladas?
The water is hotter than Yatzaladas.
You can't just pour water into a clear shint.
Mm-hmm. But even if it's hotter than Yatzaladas, you can add it to the same thing, no?
If the water was once cooked and still warm. And so, if there's no bishul in the water, then you're right. If it's still warm, then
can you dissolve salt?
It has nothing to do with salt.
But if you dissolve salt into that water, does that count as spicing it?
Salty water.
Same with chunks.
Take a couple of water from the Dead Sea.
Flip out. Right, adding water to the chunks is a pretty common thing.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with salt.
If you dissolve the water, salt into that water, so you're doing it
natural.
To add flavor to the chunks.
Natural. Okay, let's go on.
45 degrees.
Okay. Cook different ways. Heat up different ways. Okay. Can you put milching and fleishig on the same blech?
Yeah, At the same time? Someone asked for a
question. Let's start first, not the same time.
When do you ever read that?
Shavuos.
Like you even had a regular Shabbos. So right. You put your schnitzel on in the morning to
okay.
warm, and then you want to warm up a Danish for.
My shirt was a little thirsty.
Okay. Like your schnitzel on the block, and you want to warm up a Danish. Forget it.
Okay, so let's start like
the
this.
Whole day, wasn't
let's start with not the same time. Not the same time. So the best way to do it when it's not the same time is that you cover your blech when you put the fleishig on. And then you take off that cover and you put on a second foil for the milchig. That's when it's not the same time. When it's at the same time, I would suggest either
double wrapping
it or single wrapping it or doing some kind of way that one food will not touch the other. But you have to be very careful.
Like if you have a very big block,
unless the food touches the oplate itself, it's not going fleshy. So you cover the block. Cover the oplate with a foil. So even if the oplate is fleshy, the foil won't allow the fleshy to go through.
And the only reason why we say by oven is
then I could put separate also. Okay.
Didn't Rebbe say there's a problem with covering something on
the block? That's tomorrow. He's good on the ball. You're right. You run into issue to cover something completely. For the sake of keeping it hot, we're not. But over here, I'm just covering because I want to be able to warm it up with the other thing.
Just to make a cement.
So one cover won't be a problem. It's like a pot. We'll speak about it Friday. Are hot plates considered a blech themselves, or do you have to cover them, and how thick? So the answer is for the halacha of shehia, which is leaving food on them on Friday. From Friday. That you do not need to cover them. Returning food to it, that was the food that was on it, that was removed and returned back to it, does not need to be covered. But for an Nesin L'Chatchila, it's suggested that you should put upside down pan. Okay? So we went over the same thing many times. Very good. Next, egg salad, separating shells from eggs. Separating shells from eggs, meaning removing the shell from the egg, or the peel from an orange, or the shell from a nut, is what's called biter. And the halacha by bar is that I'm only allowed to do it if it's for immediate use.
And good for
what's called immediate use? Immediate use is the preparation time before the meal.
What about
for sure. But I could do it even before, during the preparation time, which is dependent on what the meal is, how big the meal is, and how many people, and all that, what the known preparation time. Now, there's a big chiddush of here, which is Somei was Meira. Normally, in order to do Meira, there are three conditions. Miyad, which is, like we just said, immediate use. Biyad means you cannot use a kli. And the third one is that I need to take the oichel from the pesedis. Over here, I'm taking the pesedis from the oichel. I'm removing the shell from the egg. So how could that be mutzah to be bayra? The answer is that since it's e'efsha, it's e'efsha to get to the egg without removing the shell, so over here we allow you to take the pesedis from the oichel. But you're right. Normally, when I have a choice to take the oichel from the pesedis, I have to take the oichel from the pesedis.
What if it's a fruit with an edible peel?
Are you removing the peel?
But you technically could eat the peel.
It's mashed in the Shulchan Aruch that you could take it off also.
So I'm doing this right before, but you
don't want to.
I'm preparing the egg salad right before a meal, and I have a little salad that I made. Cucumbers, peppers, salad right next to where I'm preparing. I'm peeling the egg. Shell falls into the salad. I have to remove every piece of lettuce and cucumber and pepper to get.
No, you remove the piece of lettuce,
the shell's on. Right? Then you're taking away good and bad at the same time.
Everyone says you take out the food with the bed. It's like this. In order to have a shell of butter, there has to be a mixture. The definition of mixture is that I can't get to what I want without moving things around or searching. If the shell's sitting on the top right there, I can just go straight to the shell and take it out. That's not butter. But I have a different question to ask you.
That's crazy. Does anybody know that?
Yeah. I have a different question to ask you.
I thought you have to take out with a piece of lettuce.
Yeah, me too.
You might have to. If the shell falls in the middle, then you'll have to take out with a piece of lettuce. If it's sitting on top, I can go straight to it and take it out. It depends on our soup. It depends on what we're talking about.
Can someone use a nutcracker or is that beyond?
That's a nutcracker is a kli, but we view it as an extension of the hand. Wait, one second. A nutcracker, a hammer you can use to crack it open. Yeah, but you have the same. One second.
Use a hammer on Shabbos.
That's
what
you want to do.
For a mutter thicker thing. You can't use it to knock nails in, but sarach gufa yom mekayim.
So the hammer's not mutter thicker. Rabbi, I can go get my phone on Shabbos, go take it from the counter, go to Meg and just crack it.
What's the point?
If it was meant for that,
a hammer was meant to crack over
an egg.
No.
Rabbi was talking about an egg. I should go take my phone on Shabbos, walk over to my egg, and crack it with my phone, right?
But you're gonna come to turn it on.
What are you gonna do with a raw egg? I'm gonna come to turn it on.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn it on.
But I have a different question for you. I have to
go back
to your
life.
You don't have anything else to.
Oh, you need it? It's Bidyevet?
No, it's not bidyevet.
If you need it.
If I have a head to weigh, then I can use it.
What's a head to weigh?
If I have something that can do it with a clean that's not mukhsa.
Would you have to be using the shinoi or you can just straight
use it? No, one to use it. I have a different question for you. So we said you can take the shell out, but the shell is mukhsa.
But you need the place
to sit.
That's only clean. Shell's not clean. No.
We need the food.
We tried at least to get the good out there.
So you can do it with a spoon and take it out.
Right, so you'll have to take it out with a spoon. Or knock it out. Or take it out with a shinoi, right? Pick it up like this.
So the shells are mostly now like clean off the counter?
Yeah, you like clean up the counter.
What's with the bones in the...
Only if you have a special head of Graf Shorei. Maybe over here you have a dinner of Graf Shorei.
What is that?
Means when it's most to you, then you can move it. Yes, yeah, so you'll be able to move the shell. You'll be able to move the shell.
Plate on top.
The shells are mixed up.
Nutcracker.
Bring me a
Chabad doesn't over here.
Remy, at some point,
Chabad doesn't
allow
me.
Yeah.
So
I can put it on the table, on the plastic.
Put it on the table, then what's your answer to clean it off? Has to be that you can be in the room and it's must.
No, I need
other
drivers
on the table. I'm actually going to stop and clean up the cigar.
That's why I know.
You need to clear up that other garbage also.
I'm trying to show shoes. Next meal.
Again, you need a answer. You need an answer. That's a good answer, but you need an answer. Doesn't mean you don't. There's no answer. Yaakov, how do you say nutcracker in Hebrew?
Nutcracker?
Eggos.
Patsits, patsits. Let's see. Next question. Separating bones and fish, chicken wings.
Oh.
We're going to have to stop here because I have to go to visit someone now. I'm sorry. Okay, guys.